Surveys have found that about half of adults have used marijuana at some time in their lives, typically in their teens and 20s. Here at the University of Minnesota's Twin Cities campus, a recent survey found that about a fifth of students have used marijuana within the past month. I spoke with one of those students who asked to remain anonymous for fear of hurting his job prospects.
I just kind of always found marijuana to be something that just helped me relax.
When he was 16, he was getting high every 2 weeks or so. But by his senior year of high school, he was doing weed pretty much daily. He says he was struggling with some mental health issues.
That probably led to a bit of irresponsible use at the time. Right now, I would say it's probably more again back to kind of a weekend thing. I mean, obviously, I don't want it to interrupt with my schoolwork or anything else.
Now he describes himself as a moderate recreational user.
Millions of people are already using cannabis in that way. They're using it recreationally with some restraint.
Kevin Hill is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and author of Marijuana, The Unbiased Truth About the World's Most Popular Weed. He says for most, marijuana use is not much different from alcohol use.
I actually like the comparison between alcohol and cannabis. I think that both of these substances, you have to recognize that the overwhelming majority of users do it in a quote-unquote responsible way.
Polls have shown that a clear majority of Americans favor the legalization of marijuana. But as with alcohol, some slip into dependency. Hill says roughly 10 to 20% of marijuana users develop an addiction. He says that while most people know the risk of drinking, there's much less awareness of the problems marijuana can cause. Depression, anxiety, and impotence, for instance. He says people need to be educated about pot.
You have to know what the risks are, what you're getting into.
But Hill says many health professionals feel ill-prepared to discuss pot with patients, largely because there just isn't enough known about marijuana and health. Dr. Tyler Osterley, a Mayo Clinic addiction expert, says today's pot is very powerful.
The THC content, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, was around 1% back in the 70s. Now they have strains that are around 30%.
Osterley says that even if we don't know how safe marijuana is for most people, one thing is clear.
Depression and anxiety is really difficult to treat when individuals smoke marijuana regularly.
Many people now get high by eating candies and other treats infused with THC. But the high can be slow in coming, prompting some people to eat too much.
The reaction that people have to marijuana when they use it is even less predictable when they're using edibles as compared to smoking marijuana.
Mike Van Dyke is a marijuana-focused epidemiologist with the Department of Public Health and Environment in Colorado, which legalized recreational use starting in 2014. The department encourages medical professionals to talk about cannabis with patients.
They should be saying there's a huge amount that we don't know. There is a decent risk of becoming addicted to marijuana, just like alcohol or tobacco. And I think there are known negative health consequences, particularly around the higher risk of mental health effects.
Colorado's public education efforts about pot include TV ads featuring a fictitious bud tender.
Double dipping by taking another edible too soon can really ruin your day. Like paranoia and hallucinations ruin your day.
We could see such ads in Minnesota. Proposed legislation would channel a large share of marijuana tax revenue to efforts to monitor, research, and address physical and mental health issues related to the drug. Martin Moylan, NPR News.